Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows mostly sunny skies with a high near 73. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Petitions for the consolidated election to be held on April the 4th of 2023 are now available in the office of City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft. A mayor will be elected for a two-year term to fill the unexpired term of Mayor Mike Dreese, and one alderman from each of the city's four wards will be elected for a four-year term. Petition circulation began on September the 20th. The filing period for petitions is December 12th through the 19th. The city clerk's office hours are 7 a.m. until noon and 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. More news right after this break.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. I want to let you know that we now have in stock most models of Speed Queen washers and dryers. It's been a long time coming, but they are now here. Warranties are from 3 to 7 years on these machines. Also, we just received a load of window air conditioners from 5,000 to 25,000 BTU to keep you cool during this extremely hot summer. These units are available now for pickup or delivery and installation immediately. If you're hot, come see me here at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield for your cooling needs.
And now the rest of the news. The Wayne County Historical Society monthly meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. in the Fairfield Library meeting room. A short business meeting will be followed by a discussion with Judith Puckett of the Local Landmarks Project and Country Churches Project. All members and guests are welcome. Wayne City Bean Days continues through Saturday. Today's event is the Wayne City Methodist Church at 6 p.m. Tomorrow will be the 5K at the WCHS parking lot at 6. Saturday will feature events such as a tractor show at the Ag Building at 7, the car cruise at the West School parking lot from 9 until noon, and a quilt show at the Baptist Church from 9 until 3. The parade will start on Saturday at 10 a.m. on Main Street. The Tax Increment Financing Committee for the City of Fairfield will be holding a TIF committee meeting on Monday, September the 26th at 5 p.m. in City Hall. Items on the agenda include building renovations for B-Way Design at 1000 East Main and discussion of repayment from TIF to general fund for municipal work completed. On September 21st at approximately 10 p.m., Fairfield police arrested 22-year-old Hunter Wayne White of Blueford on a failure-to-appear warrant on two counts of DUI alcohol. White was transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending the posting of $595 bond. A court date for this case has been set for October the 2nd at 1 p.m. On September the 21st at approximately 12:41 p.m., Fairfield police arrested Shannon Lee Cohn of Fairfield on a charge of criminal trespass to residence. Cohn was transported to the county jail with a bond of $120. First appearance in the case is set for September the 24th. The IECC Board of Trustees held their regular meeting Tuesday, September the 20th, on the campus of Lincoln Trail College. Trustees approved the schedule of dates for the trustee election to be held on April the 4th of 2023. The terms of Gary Carter, Brenda Culver, and Roger Browning expire in 2023. All three trustees holding office are expected to seek re-election. Cheryl Childers was appointed election official and Nikki Daniel assistant election official. The board appointed Alex Klein as ethics officer following the retirement of board secretary Renee Smith. As a part of the IECC's commitment to provide a safe and crime-free college environment and in accordance with the Campus Security Enhancement Act of 2008, the board approved the Violence Prevention Plan and Emergency Response Plans for each college. These plans outline violence prevention strategies and outline the protocol for response should a violent act occur. Trustees also approved revisions to the Threat Assessment and Violence Prevention Policy. The security report was approved and is an annual report that meets requirements under the Clery Disclosure of Campus Security Policy and the Campus Crime Statistics Act. The report contains crime information for the past 3 years, relevant policy statements, and training and educational programming related to campus security and safety, crime prevention, alcohol and drug use, and sexual misconduct. Trustees agreed to provide the City of Robinson with a letter of support as they seek to extend the termination dates of the West Robinson Industrial Tax Increment District and the Downtown Robinson TIF District. A new policy detailing IECC graduation requirements was adopted, and the removal of temporary COVID-19 revisions were approved for vacation and leave and benefit policies. Trustees approved a bid from Homes by Schutz for installation of a new student sidewalk at OCC at a cost of $42,350, inclusive of two alternates. A bid from Bobcat of Effingham for a mini excavator at FCC at a cost of $52,350 was approved. A bid from Steve Faulkner's Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC for pickup trucks at OCC and WVC at a cost of $80,940 was approved. An affiliation agreement was approved with the Rehabilitation Institute of St. Louis, LLC. The board approved the employment of Elaine Hasty, Spanish instructor at IECC, Morris Need, Project Director Title III at FCC, Brittany Biddle, Retention Coordinator at WVC, Dennis Stromat, Music and Theater Specialist at WVC, Shauna Bradford, Data Analyst, DO, effective September 26th, Brian Stevens, Groundskeeper at OCC, Hunter Merritt, Trio Upward Bound Counselor at LTC, and Megan Hildebrand as Trio Upward Bound Counselor OCC. All appointments are effective September 26th. The board gave administration approval to hire a head baseball coach for FCC prior to the October 18th Board of Trustees meeting, and resignations were accepted from Logan Marshall, Industrial Maintenance Instructor of OCC, effective December 31st, Whitney McCullough, Trio Upward Bound Counselor DO, effective August 22nd, and the next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was set for Tuesday, October the 18th, to be held at 6:15 at Olney Central College. The Fairfield Fall Citywide Yard Sales are scheduled to take place this Saturday, September the 24th. Maps are now available at the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce. On September the 26th, the annual Edwards County Paint Out will take place at the Country Financial Hall, with canvas stamping between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. This popular event brings some of the best artists in the country to our small community, and the folklore and our treasured history comes to life. Artists are free to explore the county to see what catches their eye. When that special place is found, they can set up their easel and begin painting with any medium they prefer. The artists participating can take a break and enjoy a free lunch from 11 until noon at the Country Financial Hall. Local and plein air open air artists of all ages are invited to participate regardless of experience. Event organizers hope professional and amateur artists will line the town squares, trade tips and stories, and draw attention to all that Edwards County has to offer. At the end of the evening, all art will be exhibited in an art show and sale from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Country Financial Hall. The awards for the evening will be presented at 8 p.m. and include the following: Professional Plein Air Awards, Best of Show, $250, sponsored by Wabash General Hospital's Albion Clinic; People's Choice, $250, sponsored by CNB of Albion; Best of Edwards County, $250, sponsored by the Albion Area Chamber of Commerce; Best of West Salem, $100, sponsored by the West Salem Development Association; Local Artist Award, Best of Show, $250, sponsored by CHRPC Albion Community Health Center; Best of Edwards County, $250, sponsored by Doug Raver, State Farm; People's Choice $100, sponsored by Mitchell Insurance. Best of Albion $100, sponsored by the Hope Center. And Best of Bone Gap $100, sponsored by Magical Memories by Aubrey. The public is invited to attend and participate throughout the day, whether it be by purchasing that perfect piece for your home, voting on the People's Choice Award, visiting with the artist throughout the day, or just browsing the day's works. New to this year's Edwards County Paint Out is the opportunity to attend a much sought-after plein air artistry workshop. The workshop instructor is plein air renowned artist Marty Coulter, and is scheduled for Sunday, September the 25th, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on the Albion Courthouse lawn. The Small Town USA Paint Out, hosted by Wayne City Matters, in conjunction with the Fairfield Paint Out, will be held on Tuesday, September the 27th. There will be up to 30 professional artists present. Come out and see beautiful original art depicting local scenes and meet the artist. You'll even have a chance to buy an original art piece. Judging is at 4 p.m., with viewing and purchasing opportunities immediately following at 6:30. The event happens by the mural at Boyd's Furniture, and in case of rain, the event will be held in the community building. Frontier Community College, along with Lincoln Trail, Olney Central, and Wabash Valley Colleges, are encouraging high school seniors to apply before the October 28 priority deadline to ensure they are first in line for scholarship dollars. Last year, IECC awarded more than $272,000 in success scholarships to 408 local students. Initiated in 2020, the tuition awards are made available to Community College District 529 students who have committed to attend the IECC colleges by completing the admissions application and the free application for federal student aid by the priority deadline date. The success scholarships are renewable for up to 4 semesters, not including summer courses. The awards demonstrate IECC's ongoing commitment to seeing area students successfully achieve their higher education goals, said IECC Director of Enrollment Management, Andrea Lowell. Lowell says this year's students will receive additional assistance in applying, as each college now has a dedicated admissions representative. During September and October, these recruiters will visit IECC district high schools on a weekly basis. Success scholarships awards will be announced prior to the Thanksgiving holiday. Students or parents with questions regarding the success scholarships or the FAFSA should contact FCC, LTC, OCC, and WVC financial aid offices or visit iecc.edu/financial. State Senator Emil Jones III has been indicted on federal bribery charges alleging he took money from a red light camera company executive to kill legislation requiring traffic studies for camera systems. He's also accused of lying to the FBI. Jones is charged in criminal information, indicating he intends to plead guilty to charges in the 3-count federal indictment filed on Tuesday. The indictment claims the Democratic lawmaker, who is up for re-election in November, solicited, agreed to accept, and accepted things of value from Individual A, namely a $5,000 payment, and money for Individual B, intending to be influenced and rewarded in connection with a business, transaction, and series of transactions of the state of Illinois involving an item of value of $5,000 or more, namely legislation in the Illinois General Assembly concerning the operation of red light cameras. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 7.77 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork of Wayne City has a reading of 5.03 feet with a 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 9.68 feet. Its flood stage is 18 foot. Elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 2.03 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 3.85 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 3.09 feet. Today's crude oil price is $75.94, down $1.51 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $83.88, down 34 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Our connections make powerful things happen. uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 65 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Injured Diesel, your Edward Jones rep located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at $30,070, down 113 points. The NASDAQ is at $11,059, down 160 points. The price of crude oil is $75.94, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Drew Pounton.
Local and area deaths are brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Joan Miller Stanford, 75, of Flora, died on September the 6th. Visitation will be held from 6 until 7 tonight at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Gladys Lucille Ramsey, 91, of Rock Falls, Illinois, died recently. A Celebration of Life ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Powers General Baptist Church in Xenia. Interment of her cremains and that of her late daughter Deborah Burkett will follow in Pleasant Mound, Powers Cemetery. James Robert Endicott, 100, of Carmi, died on Friday, September the 1st. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September the 24th, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will follow at North Maple Ridge Cemetery, with full military honors accorded by the U.S. Marine Corps, Carmi VFW Post 3851, and Carmi American Legion Post 224. Visitation will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. on Friday, September the 23rd, at the funeral home. Clara Roberts of Springfield, Illinois, formerly of Iliopolis, died recently. Funeral services will be held at the Iliopolis Christian Church on Saturday, September the 24th, with visitation from 2 until 3 p.m. Burial will be at a later date at the Iliopolis Riverside Cemetery. Connie Ann Newman, 70, of McLeansboro, died on Tuesday, September the 13th. A private family service will be held at a later date. Brent E. Thomason, 57, of Fairfield, died on Saturday, September the 17th. Brent will be cremated and his ashes buried in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date. There will be no services. Lorna Gay Leathers, 79, of Flora, died on September the 19th. There will be no services. Ricky L. Buchanan, 57, of Fairfield, died on Tuesday, September the 20th. Per his request, Ricky will be cremated and no services will be held. Mark A. Andrist, 61, of Fairfield, died on Tuesday, September the 20th. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. on Friday, September the 23rd, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. The family has requested casual dress for the occasion. Following the visitation, Mark's body will be cremated with no burial at this time. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, regularly on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is showing mostly sunny skies with a high near 73. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet physician assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Time now for a Thursday check of sports. An AFC North rivalry gets renewed tonight as the Cleveland Browns host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland is coming off a disappointing loss to the New York Jets after allowing a couple of touchdowns over the final 2 minutes of game action. Jacoby Brissett will be making his third start of the season. Mitch Trubisky is starting under center for Pittsburgh, which dropped its most recent game to the New England Patriots. The Steelers and Browns are both tied with the Baltimore Ravens atop the division at 1-1. Owner of the Phoenix Suns and Mercury, Robert Sarver, is announcing he started the process to sell both franchises. In a statement, Sarver said, "In our unforgiving climate, it's clear that whatever good he could do in the future is outweighed by things he's said in the past." This comes after Sarver was suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA after an independent investigation into the Suns and Mercury's workplace. The investigation found he used racist language and conducted unequal treatment of female employees, as well as harsh treatment of employees that was related to bullying. The Bulls are likely missing Lonzo Ball for the start of the 2022-23 season. Chicago announced the point guard is undergoing arthroscopic surgery on his left knee and will be reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks. Ball was limited to 35 games last season after suffering a torn meniscus in the knee. The 24-year-old underwent knee surgery in January, but experienced multiple setbacks during his rehab process. Taking a look at yesterday's scores, in Major League Baseball action, the San Diego Padres shut out the Cardinals 1-0. The Astros defeated the Rays 5-2. The Orioles decimated the Tigers 8-1, and the Rangers beat the Angels 7-2. It was the Guardians over the White Sox 8-2. The Royals beat the Twins 5-2. The Mariners fell to the Athletics 2-1, and the Nationals beat the Braves 3-2. The Brewers shut out the Mets 6-0. The Cubs came out on top of the Marlins 4-3. The Rockies fell to the Giants 6-1. And the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 6-1. In interleague play last night, it was the Reds over the Red Sox 5-1. The Phillies took down Toronto 4-3 in 10 innings. And the Yankees beat the Pirates 14-2. Here's a look at today's schedule in SIJHSAA Class S Regional Softball Tournament play. Number 1 West Salem will take on Sisney at 4:15 at West Salem. Sisney defeated Jasper Tuesday night 19-7. Number 2 New Hope will take on St. Joe at 4:30 at New Hope. St. Joe defeated Grayville Tuesday night with a score of 7-5. The winners of these two games will meet up on Monday for the championship game. In SIJHSAA Class S Regional Baseball Tournament action, Number 1 Jasper will take on New Hope today at 4 in Jeff. New Hope defeated Allendale on Monday 20-0. And St. Joe will face off against Sisney at 4:30 in Noble. Sisney beat West Salem Monday 15-0. St. Joe beat Grayville on Tuesday 19-4. The winners of these two matchups will meet on Monday for the championship game. In high school golf, Fairfield's taking on Richland County, NCOE, and Olney today at the Fairfield Country Club starting at 4 p.m. And in tennis, Fairfield is in Carbondale. In high school volleyball action, Fairfield takes on El Dorado at 5:15. Edwards County plays Richland County at 6:15. In high school football action, the freshman Fairfield Mules will take on Murfreesboro at the Train Yard at 6:15 tonight. And in college football, Illinois goes up against UT Chattanooga. That game will be broadcast live on WFIW AM 1390 as well as 103.3 FM. Game time is set for 6:30. In NFL action tonight, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cleveland to take on the Browns. And in baseball, the Cardinals will be in San Diego to take on the Padres. You can catch the action live on 105.9 FM WOKZ beginning at 3:10 p.m. In other baseball action today, the LA Angels will take on the Rangers. The Twins take on the Royals. The Mariners play the Athletics. The Blue Jays go up against the Rays. And the Astros face off against the Orioles. It's the Red Sox against the Yankees. The Guardians taking on the White Sox. The Giants play the Rockies. The Cubs face the Pirates. The Brewers go up against the Reds. The Braves face off against the Phillies. And the Diamondbacks are in LA to play the Dodgers. That's a Thursday check of sports.
Get on the train as the Mules head to Carmel-White County this Friday night for a special presentation of one of the state's longest-running and storied rivalries. Our coverage from Carmel-White County kicks off about 6:45 Friday night. Tune in on air at 104.9, online through WFIWradio.com, or watch the game through YouTube by searching WRUL Sports.
Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today's calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 73. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 46. Friday is calling for increasing cloud coverage with a high near 68. And overnight Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Mostly sunny on Saturday, high of 83 with a low near 58. And sunny skies are in the forecast for Sunday. Sunday's high will be 77 with a low near 51.